Hey there, once again, I'm Bill DeYoung. This is the Arts Alive podcast for the St. Pete Catalyst. Joining us today is Janae Priebe, who is the director of the Shine Mural Festival, part of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Bill.
I'm honestly going to tell you that you are one of my favorite people in St. Petersburg, and it's always just so much fun to talk with you.
Aw, thank you. That's very sweet. I appreciate that.
Well, we're here because the 9th annual Shine is October 13th through 22nd. And you've been involved pretty much from, you were maybe not first year, but I don't remember, but you've been around there for quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. The very first year I was not involved. I just witnessed it as a resident and I was blown away. And from that point on, I was like, I have to figure out how to be involved in this. So started volunteering the second year. And then by the fourth year, I was hired to help run it.
And that was under John Collins, I imagine, in those days. And you're still there and still doing an incredible job. Public art and murals, specifically Shine, I mean, they become a signature of the city of St. Petersburg. And I would imagine that's something you're pretty proud of being a part of. Like, people talk about that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, honestly, I was thinking about it, like, this job, I love what I do, and I feel so honored to be able to do it. And for me, it checks so many boxes. Like, I love being able to be a part of the community and have an impact and do something that really does make a difference for the city, not only visually, but just community-wise, culturally. Like, it has such an impact, and being able to work with artists is such a privilege, And I love it. I make a living doing this, so it's wild.
Are there statistics somewhere on what kind of financial overturn this has for the city? Like, you're bringing money in. I mean, does somebody have that written down somewhere?
Yeah, we did. We had an economic impact study done in 2019.
That's what I meant, economic impact study.
Couldn't
dig at the phrase.
We're actually going to have another one done this year, which I'm excited about because the whole world has changed since 2019. But even back then, what it showed, and we've seen our numbers grow every year since then from the data that we've pulled. But even back then, there was like a $2.1 million economic impact from just that week of Shine, and which is really cool because when you think about it, Shine's probably the only event citywide that has a continuing impact all year round. Like, the murals are up, but people are going to see them all year. And the majority of that money that is generating that impact is going back to the business owners, the business owners that surround the murals that we're putting up. So that's really where their money's going. It's the restaurants, the bars, the galleries, the shops, everything surrounding.
Oh, in other words, I'm going to St. Petersburg to walk around and look at the murals. Let's have lunch here.
Absolutely.
I see it. Yep. I mean, so does that mean that businesses are lining up to say, come paint a mural on my wall?
Some of them, not so much, but you know, I think a lot of people love the murals. A lot of the business owners, a lot of property owners love the murals. I think the one challenge with Shine and the business owners is that they don't get a say over the art. So that is kind of a terrifying prospect for some people. But for a lot of business owners, it's been great. You know, they understand kind of the overview of what we're doing and they see the impact that it's having, just the foot traffic on a daily basis. It just makes sense. Even if the art isn't necessarily something they would have selected on their own, the impact is still there either way.
Well, this is what you referred to as the creative freedom of the artists who come to do the murals here. In other words, you don't tell them, well, look, you're on the side of a coffee shop, do something with coffee in it.
You know what's really cool is I've been a part of the Florida Association of Public Art Professionals the last couple of years. They have an annual conference I've been going to, and I've learned so much about other public art programs throughout the state of Florida. And it's been really cool because I knew already that Shine was special, but to see it in this context, like statewide, it's nobody's doing what we're doing, and there's very few cities nationwide that are doing what we're doing, where they're giving artists full creative expression like that. So many of the programs require the murals to be either historic or they have to reflect something about that business or something about that city. We don't do any of that. And that's such a special thing. And I really think it was like just this beautiful moment in time in St. Pete when Shine started where that idea really caught on. And we've been able to continue doing that. And it's so rare. And I love it because I think that's really what makes Shine special. Because in my opinion, like, you can only see so many murals, you know, reflecting that a business, or so many murals reflecting like the ocean before you're like, okay.
I've seen so many ocean murals, I can't even. But a couple of things, though. I mean, you don't, there aren't, you know, it's not total artistic freedom. I mean, they could paint, you know, nudes or flying cows or, well, they could paint flying cows, I suppose. But, but in other words, there are certain restrictions, you know, that you don't want to have on the walls and stuff like that. Do you think that the artists, and we're talking national, international, local and regional artists, we're going to get to that in a minute. Do you think that they appreciate that freedom that maybe people say, yeah, I'm going to do that one in St. Petersburg because I can do whatever the heck I want?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's really helped us to be able to get the amazing artists that we've gotten over the years. I think that's a big part of it because it's not often that they get that freedom. You know, usually it's a commission situation where they're being directed and the mural will reflect the business. And so it's not often that you get that. On top of that, you know, I think our reputation has sort of spread that when you come to Shine, like, not only do you get creative freedom, but we're going to set you up with everything you need so that as soon as you get here, not only are you going to have a good time, but you have everything you need and you're going to get paid. And, you know, it's just, it's a good culture. It's a good environment for people to paint. So I think.
And nobody else is doing this. That's what I don't, you know, it's like really, 9 years now. I mean, you've pretty much refined it, I would think, to where it works, you know, so you put them up.
Yeah.
The whole deal?
Yep. We fly them in, put them up for all the visiting artists. We fly them in, put them up. We buy everybody's paint, all their lifts. We get them storage units, which is one of those little things that, like, the artists just love. If they've done other festivals, it's rare for anyone to provide a storage unit for them, but we do that. So they have all their paint locked up. We'll put our cooler in there. So we're filling their coolers every day with water and, like, made coffee and kombucha and all these fun little things. And, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just these little extra touches that make it special. Because if you don't have a pod, you're storing your stuff on the top of your lift that you're raising up super high in the air, you're putting on the roof of your building. There's other things you can do, but it's just those little things that make it special. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we take care of all that. We pay them on top of it. We have a great team that's, like, out there in the streets, just, like, running around, making sure everybody's okay for, like, 2 weeks straight.
You've told me that, you know, first of all, you never sleep during Shine, but that your team, you know, it's like, whatever you need, just call us.
Yeah.
And we'll be right there with it. 14 new murals this year. Again, October 13th, 22nd, folks, if you didn't hear that part. 14 new murals. And you have announced at this point the 6 local artists. What is it, mid-September somewhere you're going to announce, like, who the sort of...
This was new for us, but we had this opportunity to partner with the Dalí Museum. We're like, oh, this would be kind of cool just to, like, maybe, you know, get some extra people out there and give people that show up a little bit of extra sort of insider information. So, we released the names of the local artists, and then we'll start releasing the full lineup early September, probably right after Labor Day. We'll start one a day on social media like we usually do.
Well, we're listening to this right before Labor Day, so it's not so far into the future. Talk to me, if you will, about the local artists, and one or two of them I was familiar with. I looked at all their work, and it's as always, you know, unbelievably cool stuff. Meat Yard. Well, his name is Reese, I guess, but he goes by Meat Yard. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Reese Meat Yard. I'm really excited about all the locals we have in the lineup this year. It's a really good group. The art is really solid, and it's an interesting mix of really experienced artists and some less experienced artists. So, or not artists, but muralists. Right. Reese Meat Yard is a less experienced muralist, but their art is just so top notch. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've kind of become familiar with Reese's work through Chad's shows primarily.
Okay, right, and yeah.
So,
Chad Mize, folks.
Yeah, Chad Mize's show. I mean,
hey, Chad.
Just amazing work. Same with Fabstract, you know. And Sarah Shepard's been around forever in St. Pete, it seems like. She's done some incredible murals that I think a lot of people will recognize around town that they might not even know that's Sarah Shepard. But Chris Dyer, he's new to town. He moved here recently from Canada, but he's originally from Peru. He's incredible. He has a huge following. People just love Chris Dyer.
And they all bring their different sort of influences and their visions to it, which is one of the things that makes this so cool. Again, because you really don't know what it's going to be. You do. I don't. The rest of us in the public don't.
I don't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most of the time.
Hey, Janae, come look at this and show you like the sketch or something.
Now. Well, sometimes. And maybe once they get to the wall, you know, they'll have a sketch and we'll check it out then. But yeah, it's not required.
We also have Michael Vasquez, who I don't know, I think.
So Michael was a part of Shine the very first year. Uh-huh. And he's since lost his wall. So we're excited to have him back. And when we first had him the very first year, he was based in Miami. But he's originally from St. Pete and he's moved back to St. Pete. So really excited to have Michael here. I mean, he's... incredible artist, like really well known nationwide. He has a piece right now that's in a traveling exhibition about the 50-year celebration of hip hop. Mm-hmm. It just left the, I want to say, Baltimore Museum of Arts, and now it's in St. Louis. I mean, he has substantial work all over the country. It's pretty amazing to have him here.
And Artist Jones.
Artist Jones, yeah. We had the opportunity to work with Artist Jones last year for the Shine Unity Project, and she just did an amazing job. Super great to work with. I've seen her participate in a couple other group shows as well. And yeah, just another amazing artist we're excited to be able to feature.
Tell me about Bright Spots. I mean, explain that to the folks who are listening, exactly what that is.
Yeah, so Bright Spots, this is probably one of the things I explain the most, and I think it's still sort of somewhat confusing for people because we have like a broad group of things that we categorize under Bright Spots. But by and large, Bright Spot projects are anything that include the community, have that sort of like participation. That's not the word.
That's what you've made up a new one. That's good.
Really okay. Rolled with that for a minute, but volunteer participation. Usually it's with like a special population or another nonprofit organization, something along those lines, where the art tends to be a little bit more directed towards a cause or towards a group or something.
How many
like
are
that.
There this year?
The Bright Spots we're still kind of confirming at this point, but 3 or 4, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. You said there were some other events too happening. Is this stuff you can talk about yet, or is that still under cloak?
We're still working on it.
I don't know if under cloak is an expression either.
Right, we're just making stuff up. Yeah. If I had more things solidified, I would share them, but we're still kind of in that planning process. But in another couple of weeks, it'll all get nailed down. But I do know we'll have a really great kickoff event at Overspray. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing this year that we're doing that we've never done before is the dates are overlapping with Art Walk. So in the past, we always kept those separate, but this year we have that overlap just the way that the dates are falling and the way that Halloween is. And so we actually have a handful of different galleries throughout town that are going to participate in like a Shine-themed art walk where they'll have either a former Shine artist featured or something that connects to Shine. So that'll be really cool on the first weekend, and then we'll have a big finale event on the final weekend as well.
You said, I want to go back to something you said a minute ago. It might have been Michael Vasquez who had been here before. You said he lost a wall. This is something that we've talked about in the past. Sometimes construction, destruction, I guess, things happen. Things, you know, somebody buys a building. I don't want this mural here anymore. You lose them.
Yeah.
You lose them. And they fade a bit over time, I would imagine. And, you know, with all the construction that's going on here, do these things cancel themselves out? Do you still have enough walls, I guess?
You know, last year we really struggled with the walls, and I was getting pretty concerned about it. That was the most difficult time I'd had. This year has been easier than last year. I don't know what shifted necessarily, but it's been a little bit easier, which is giving me hope for next year.
Yeah.
Being year 10, we're trying to do some extra big things next year. But yeah, we have seen, I mean, I was counting up recently, I think we've lost like more than 20 murals now. I mean, we've done 150, so there's still a lot out there, but that number is definitely risen in the last couple of years but some of it is just property changing hands, new businesses, you know, they want a fresh start, and some of them are just faded and they're ready, and some of them we've covered up now. We're going to probably cover up a couple more this year. You know, and we've built good relationships with a lot of the property owners over the years, where it's nice when you can go back to a property owner that is just in full support of what you're doing, and they love what you're doing, and they're like, yeah, go ahead, it needs a refresh, let's do this again. You know, it's always kind of nice when you can do that if the mural is in a state where it's ready to be covered. But yeah, and we also have a lot of new walls this year too.
I mean, isn't it cool that your city by and large supports it?
Yeah.
What you do.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, and honestly, like, shout out to the city of St. Pete, because I've seen, like I said, with what I've seen in other cities across Florida, that is not the case for a lot of other cities. And some of them just aren't supportive in general. Some of them just have so many obstacles to work around with permitting and requirements for the art and approvals and all these things. And St. Pete's been like, just go for it, you know.
It's nice, and it's, as I was saying before, it's become a signature thing. It's become kind of what people sometimes look for in this city. What does your year look like after you finish Shine in October? How long before you start thinking about the next one?
Oh man, you know, for me personally, I go through a real wild cycle, because after Shine ends, I like slip into this like a deep depression every year, where I'm like half, you know, comatose, half just like zombie. And then I slowly work out of that. I, you know, enjoy the holidays. It's pretty slow, you know, after that. And then starting in January, we'll get back to work. I think this year we'll probably, I won't have as much time to slip into my, you know, disappearing act there. But, we have, you know, like I said, we're planning some big things for next year for year 10.
Yeah.
And we're also working on a book for Shine that would catalog the first 10 years of the festival. So, yeah, that is something I'm already kind of working on, pulling together some pieces from that. And really, in order to get this thing ready and available, well, it probably won't be available by next year because we want to include year 10 in it. But shortly after that,
Sure.
We're working on it.
Like
now.
Coffee table book with wonderful photographs and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, talk to me if you would. Let's talk about year 10 because, you know, that's a big one. And, you know, I'm sure there were naysayers in the beginning who said it couldn't be done and this thing won't last and blah, blah, blah. Well, look at this. It's lasting. And you have a new 2-year sponsor, which is making things even cooler.
Yeah.
So and we're talking about Reflection St. Pete, which is going up next to Mirror Lake. Is that like a sigh of relief? Like, we got somebody, this is cool. And they're into it and they really...
Yeah, it really is because, and I think more than that for me, it's a sign that what we're doing is working and people like it and they want to support it. And it's also just a sign of the fact that like St. Pete is growing and changing. And we've been looking for a title sponsor, which is like at the $50,000 level. We've been looking for that level of sponsorship for like 6 years. And this is the first time we've ever been able to have it. So,
and it's this year and next year.
Yeah. They're making a 2-year commitment. So it's really incredible. And, you know, and they're excited about it and they're a good group of people. And I think that really helps too. Like they really got the benefit of being a part of Shine. And they had already built in this 2-sided, 3-story mural into the front face of their building. I mean, it was a huge part of their design plans anyways. Mm-hmm. Initially, they weren't sure how exactly to go about getting that mural there. And it just was a series of events where things just worked out perfectly. And I met the right people. We met each other. And it just kind of quickly came together.
Isn't it nice when that happens?
It's so nice. It was so nice. But yeah, and then to know, like going into next year, we already have committed funds, which is really, I mean, we do have a good, like a handful of sponsors that have supported us year after year after year that in many ways we count on, but it's never been like a committed, like we're in every single year, count on us till year 10 or whatever it is, you know? And, so it's been really nice. It's a relief and also just helps us plan knowing that like, okay, we already got some funds. We'll have our support from the city most likely. And the other thing that's cool too, is this was the first year we have support not only from the city, but from the state of Florida, from the county through Visit St. Pete Clearwater and through the NEA. So on every level of sort of, you know, government support, we've been able to get that for Shine for the first time.
What do you suppose it was like in the first year? I mean, was John going around with like a United Way cup door to door? You got dimes, nickels?
Well, I think it was a question of impact, you know, like, is this worth investing into?
Exactly.
You know,
sure,
and I think over time, because it has become such a part of St. Pete that more and people are like, oh yeah, that's something I want to be a part of, you know, and it's just like continued to sort of validate itself over time.
One more question. I thought of this. How do you curate this? You know, are there international muralist associations? Is there a magazine you look at and say, oh, I want to try and get this person from, you know, Latin America or something to come here?
It's a range. I mean, really, there are, some art magazines that are great references. I think social media is a huge tool. Instagram is a huge tool. We do have a submission form where people can send in their portfolios, and we always review those as a team. We have, you know, but some of it's word of mouth, you know, some of the artists that we've worked with before will make recommendations like, hey, I don't know if you've heard of this person, but they're really great.
Oh, sure.
You know, so there's a variety of different ways that we become aware of people, but it's always nice. You know, they just pop up in different ways and sometimes it just hits and it's the right fit and, the scheduling works out and
scheduling. Yeah. That's something that, that certainly makes sense. Like, There's some of these aren't the Germans and people who've come in here do such unbelievable work, but you've told me that sometimes, well, okay, it starts October 13th, but they can't arrive until the 15th or they're here on the 11th, you know, and that's keeping a lot of juggling balls in the air, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of logistics, but what I have learned, and this is definitely credit to Michelle Tenue, because she would always encouraged me to stagger the arrival times and stagger the starts. And when I first started, I really liked to have everybody start and finish on the same day because that way I can schedule every pod delivery the same. I can schedule every lift delivery the same. I can get everybody's stuff done the same.
Oh, you know? If life were that simple.
Yeah, exactly. But the truth is, then it's like, then we're doing, you know, 6 airport runs in the same day. And the whole team is, which is all volunteer, is just like exhausted and trying to get everybody set up in one day. So it's better to stagger people. I just have to, it's an extra layer of, you know, coordinating with all the vendors, but,
and sometimes they stagger themselves. I can't be there until the 14th or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of them are coming from, you know, other projects. They'll come directly from another mural festival or another project, and then they got to work around those schedules.
I think one of my favorite things about Shine is that, you know, it all happens in real time. You can go up and I've never spoken to anybody who is rude to me. They're always really nice. Oh, yeah, and answer any kind of questions you have.
Yeah.
And I'm a kind of person that asks a lot of questions anyway for my job. That's so cool. In plein air, which is what they say in France, you know, in painting in the outdoors. So one of the thrills of Shine is not only the fact that suddenly there's all these cool new murals, but you can actually watch them being painted.
Yeah.
Take photographs, you know, ask the artist questions, harass the artist. Yeah, don't do that.
don't do that.
That kind of thing. And you will always see Janae Priebe at some point or another everywhere.
Because I sleep in my car for
two
weeks.
That's right.
At one of the walls somewhere.
It's October 13th through 22nd. It is the 9th annual Shine Mural Festival in St. Petersburg, Florida. What's your website for all the latest?
So you can go to shinemuralfest.com. It'll kick you over to the Arts Alliance website, but it's a little easier URL to get to.
There you go. And soon, right around the corner, you'll be announcing the rest of the artist lineup.
We will. Yeah, stay tuned on social media at Shine on St. Pete on our Instagram and Facebook, and then those will also get uploaded to our website.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Janae Priebe, and we will see you very, very soon.
Thank you, Bill.